ask them to stand here just for a moment because I'm going to read something from the Bible. But you did an outstanding job. We're all so refreshed in our spirit because of how well you did and what you did, what you sung about, and it is so honoring to the Lord. I think it's appropriate we give them all a big hand. What do you say? Good. Good. I tell you what, we could listen to it all again. It's so beautiful, so wonderful. How many of you are visiting with us? You're the relative or friend of one of these children. You're not normally here. Would you raise your hand? I'd like to give you a copy of the book that I've written that they took so much of this from, and I'll have them in the office of the school tomorrow morning. If you can say to someone, pick up one of those books on the Treasures of Christmas for me, and they can bring it to you, all right? And we'll try to get one in a family. Instead of, if you've got 10 or 12 people in that family, let's put one there and they can share the book, okay? The Bible says in Luke chapter 2, the beautiful story of the Lord Jesus Christ. And the Word of God says in verses 10 and 11, "And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. There's 7 billion people in the world, but just in America, there are more than 300 million people. We live in one county in America, Knox County, some of us in Anderson County. But there are nearly 3,200 counties in America. There are about 70 million school-age children. Think of this. And the Bible says this message is to be to all people. All people. God said, I intend for this to be to all people, that Jesus Christ came in the world to pay our sin debt. Do you know that God became a man without ceasing to be God? A special body he had prepared for him. And in that body he went to the cross and he died for our sin. He was buried and rose from the dead. He spent 40 days with his disciples after he resurrected from the dead and ascended to heaven. Now the Bible says where he ever liveth to make intercession for us. And he wants everyone to hear this message. How many of you have already heard this message and you know about Jesus? Would you raise your hand? Then you've got to tell someone else. That's what God has given us to do. To tell your neighbor, tell a friend, to tell other family members. This is what God has given us to do. Remember, he said, and the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. All people. You did such a great job. But other children and other families need to hear what you've heard. And they need to be told what you've been told. And you can be God's messenger to do it. All of us can be. It's a crime spiritually for us to know what we know and don't tell what we know to those who don't know and many who have never heard. Let's try to quote a Bible verse that explains it all. John 3:16. Are you ready for it? Let's say it big and loud. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. John 3:16. That tells the whole story. I want all of our folks who work in the academy to stand, please, would you? All of you workers. And I think they deserve a round of applause. They've done a great job. Good. Good. Now I'm going to ask you to do something special. I'm going to ask you to do something special. Let's all stand together, may we? Now remember, I'm going to have those books, those special Christmas books I've written, on the treasures of Christmas in the school office tomorrow morning. And if you have an aunt, an uncle, or a granddaddy, or a grandmother that came tonight, I want you to get them a copy of it. But don't come by and get it if you don't intend to give it to them. I'll have them there tomorrow. We're going to have prayer together, and then I want you to do something. As we're leaving, we don't want you to run right out. I want you to sing those two Christmas songs again that you sang at the very end of the program. Will you do that for us, please? I want you to do that for us. I think it's a great thing. We love you and we thank God for you. You never look so good, and you always look great. Let's pray together, and then they're going to sing, and we're not finished until they finish singing. You can start moving around, going where you need to go, to the nursery or whatever, but they're going to sing these two Christmas songs for us, all right? Good. Are you ready to do that? Well, let me pray, and then we'll be on our way. Our Father, we thank thee for this day, for what we feel in our hearts, how we're refreshed, and what we know we can put in the heart and mind of precious young people that will stay in their hearts and minds for a lifetime. We thank thee, Lord God, that we know that we've heard the story and we've received Christ as our Savior. Now help us to live for you until we see you face to face. Give us all a wonderful Christmas as we honor thee, Lord, and be a blessing to others and tell the message that ought to be told of your coming to redeem us from our sin. In Christ Jesus' name we pray. Amen.